Side note about your wedding. I was actually thinking about this the other day. I visited Matt in Austin. We were grabbing coffee, and I asked him this, and the question was, is that sometimes when you do something nowadays and you post it on Instagram, there's going to be tons of wedding photos, I'm guessing, right? And then you're going to post them somewhere, and inevitably someone's going to be like, oh, you're having your wedding during a pandemic. I mean, I feel like at some level you don't want to have to explain to people that everyone's getting rapid tested, but sometimes you have to, and that kind of like takes away from, you know, whatever you're posting to share. And so Matt's answer was, is that he went back and he like, you know, archived some posts. I feel like some stuff that I posted, I know that I, for example, have had to mention that, oh, I'm not wearing my mask in this picture, but like, it's because I was like socially distanced, or, you know, I'm by myself, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is going to be a situation where there's going to be all these wedding photos. And the only thing that's going to come out, like one of the things that's going to come out of it, is that people are going to be worried that we didn't do it responsibly. So I was wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I mean, we've decided that we couldn't go to a couple weddings. There was, I think, two we said no to, and then, well, no, three, sorry. I didn't go to Brett's wedding either. So the first one was in, I don't know, June or something.
Yeah.
And there was, I don't know, 100, 200 people there, and I don't know if they were wearing masks. They just kind of owned it. They were just like, we're having our same wedding. Some people dropped out, like she had bridesmaids drop out or something. But we're going to own it. We're going to have it. And from what they know, at least it's been long enough now to where nobody got symptoms. Nobody got sick that we know of.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a toss up. And then there was another wedding. Brett's wedding was only 40 people. So he didn't have too many people there. And then there was another one that's right before ours. I think it's like, it might be this weekend, actually. I think tomorrow, or no, Saturday, sorry. And they're having, I don't know, 50 people there. But people are still having their big-ass gigantic weddings without wearing masks and stuff. And I think, you know, we reduced our size from 110 to 40. We're going to test. We're going to have everyone get tested if possible. We're going to wear masks. We're going to split up. We're going to do whatever we can, but you know, I'm going to keep everybody away from my parents and her parents and stuff. But, you know, there's a level of risk you have to take. And I think most of it being outside, I don't feel too bad about it.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, you know?
I think that because you've downsized the wedding, it becomes more manageable. And then at the same time, I don't want to like not share, like, you know, I'm going to be taking videos, right? Like during the whole time. And like, I want to be able to share that with not just you and Erica, but like whomever. And I don't want that to be a situation where it's like, people are way too worried about, you know, the COVID protocols before, like, you know, the story that I'm trying to tell, for example. Because, like, for example, my Shanghai vlog, I made the whole thing, and then I was like, wait a minute, I should put a disclaimer in the beginning. That way, when people watch it, they're not, you know, it's not lingering in their mind that they have to think about, oh, this dude was in Shanghai, and he was out in Shanghai during this pandemic, like, no, it happened before, but the window was so close that I felt like I was obligated to, you know, mention that. And I don't want that to happen to something that is like a precious of a memory as a wedding is, you know?
Yeah. I mean, everybody has their different opinion. Some people don't think there's any problem with going into giant events indoors and not wearing masks and stuff like that. So I think there's and some people are like, I'm never going to leave my house. So you can't really you have to be worried about what you and your friends and the people at the event are comfortable with. And,
yeah,
you know, be as safe as you can and still do it. So it's, you know, that's... And take that calculated risk and be safe. And you know what's funny is that my parents, and I guess anybody's parents, they would view themselves as higher risk than their children generally.
Yeah.
They're probably going out, you know, more than I am. So it's...
For like dinner and stuff?
Yeah, just like my parents, like, they go to the Willow Bend Mall because it's empty and they'll go walk around there when it was hotter outside and during the summer when COVID was going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I wouldn't be doing that. I haven't eaten at a restaurant since this all started. I haven't really been indoors to do much of anything, trying to be safe, you know? So yeah. A different comfort with it. And you can't worry about what other people think. You just gotta, hey, this, you don't have to prove it to anyone either. It's like, whoever's event it is, it's your choice if you want to go and be with 500 people indoors right now. I think the only thing, if you're going to do that,
is be safe.
Everybody should wear a mask and try to social distance. I agree with that. But to just tell people, hey, you know, unless there is real government organization around, hey, you shouldn't, you know, be in large groups, which I believe. I mean, I get that the idea is that you still need social interaction. You still need businesses to be open. You still want to do all that stuff. But, you know, listening to science is not a political argument, or it really shouldn't be. You know, it's like science is real. It's fact. So
So basically what you're saying is at some level, like, carry on, but carry on wisely with your mask and just do what you can to not spread.
Yeah. I mean, I think at a certain point, the government could have tried to do a more organized COVID approach that was coming nationally, just like, okay, everybody for a month or 2 months, we're going to shut this shit down completely, you know, and we're going to be smart about this. And then when we do open, we're going to have all these rules and we're actually going to enforce them. But I don't know, not like, oh, the government failed us or anything. I think the country is so big, it's hard to control. It's like New Zealand, right? They have zero cases. Well, they're an island and they're a much smaller country. And, There's a lot of controlling
there's less variables there.
Being able to get the attention of every single person in this country is very, very difficult. So
yeah. Anyhow, episode 23 of Figuring It Out. We're gonna figure out this wedding.
Are you ever gonna figure it out? Are you gonna have that final episode where you figure it out?
Yeah, episode 100 is when I figured it out. And then I'm gonna cease the show at episode 100 and then start a new one.
Well, you gotta have me back for episode 99.
We'll do. All right, we out.